In 2012, Barack Obama issued an executive order called the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals, or DACA. It allows certain immigrants who entered the country as minors to receive a renewable 2-year period of deferred action from deportation and eligibility for a work permit.
I think sometimes it's easy for people to think of all immigrants falling into sort of a generalized stereotype. You know, maybe someone who came across the border with Mexico, maybe someone who works in a manual labor job.
That's Jason Mathis, the executive vice president of the Salt Lake Chamber of Commerce and a member of the New American Economy, a bipartisan organization that supports immigration reform. He says many DACA-eligible immigrants who grow up in the U.S. are not a stereotype, but work in a variety of jobs and often graduate from college to contribute to the economy. According to the NAE, 91.4% of the Utah DACA-eligible population, who are at least 16 years old, are employed and earn more than $176 million in total income annually. That population contributes more than $22 million in total taxes annually, $13 million of which goes to state and local tax revenue.
Some path to legalization really seems to make a lot of sense, not just for them. Thinking about it purely from an economic standpoint, from a selfish standpoint, it really makes a lot of sense for our economy, and in particular for our state.
Many people are worried that allowing undocumented immigrants to work in the United States would allow some businesses to take advantage of workers and their willingness to work for low wages. Mathis blames both political parties for delaying immigration reform that would allow an easier path to citizenship or more rights and protection for workers.
It's easier for me to talk about it from an economic perspective because that's my job, that's what I understand. But I would say to anybody who has concerns about this, go get to know some immigrants and then reassess your perspective and see if you still feel the same way.
When the Justice Department announced plans to end DACA, it also gave Congress a 6-month window to possibly save the policy. With Utah Public Radio News, I'm Bronson Tykert.